Got an opinion? Email Rick Emerson day or night at rick@rickemerson.com. This is Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, it's 1-800-727-5955 or 503-250-1080. Got Betsy coming up later on this hour, and like us about 1 hour from now, followed by the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland. Tim Riley coming up in just a moment as well, and we're going to go to the... We're going to go to the very special House of Rick segment in just a moment, so hang tight. Let's get Amy in Vancouver. What's up?
How you doing, Rick?
What do you got, sister?
It's been a while. This is your favorite sister, actually.
Favorite sister, Amy. Oh, this is the, this is Amy. You called for the first time about, what, 6 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. This is when we were talking about the chocolate love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, I got to tell you something.
Yeah.
You ever hear the story about the three bears? A little bit too hot, a little bit too cold.
And then just right. Yes.
Yeah. That is pretty much what Jolie should have said. Anything pinky size, a little bit too little.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't want
anything pint size, cup size.
Yeah, you don't want a beer can probably, but you don't want some guy that has got the thumb schlong.
No.
That's probably going to be bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you just compare a penis to a beer can?
All the guys out there who think they're just twanging. Yeah, some girls could be going like, I'm not going there again.
Yeah, it's like, I got the Louisville Slugger. Like, that's why I don't call you anymore.
Pretty much.
That's why we don't see each other anymore.
This is all I'm saying.
All right, there you go. That's Amy in Vancouver. That's what I'm talking about. See, I have so little soul. Just listen to how little style I have. I have nothing. Nothing is what I have. Bupkis. All right. Let's go to the house of Rick. It's Tony. What's up with you?
Hey, what's up, Nimrod?
So you're... That's the love
Tony.
I'm going to miss. So you're moving.
Yeah.
Well, what the hell?
Well, I just got kind of a little special circumstances with my family, and I got to go back there for a while. But...
All right. So you're going to be gone like 3-4 years, though.
No, I'm... Oh, dude, don't say that.
Well, that's what Rob was telling me. Rob said you were going to be gone for like 4 years.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know exactly. I'm hoping like a couple of years, at the most.
But it's not like a six-month thing. This is a couple years at least.
Yeah. Well, I'll be back and forth.
Okay.
You know, I plan on coming back a lot and visiting and stuff, but... It's just, yeah, it's kind of one of those things,
so
you know,
be,
but...
You're going to be listening online? What part, where?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, I already got it hooked up. My mom's got a thing that records on the computer, so I'm going to be recording the show and listening to it
when
I come home.
Where in Wisconsin?
Appleton.
Oh, I have no idea.
It's like about 20 miles south of Green Bay.
Oh, yeah, I have no idea where this is. Yeah, it's cold and windy and
the
freaky.
Frozen tundra.
It's completely, man, it's just cows and ice there.
Well, I plan on calling up and telling you guys what the Wisconsin's going on in hell, so
totally,
it'll be nice.
You got to give us the Wisconsin happenings. Well, safe journey. Hope everything works out for you, and stay in touch, man.
Okay, and I got to give the big props to all those dudes that called up yesterday and said goodbye, man.
Yeah.
Love y'all. Have a good time.
Bye, Tony.
Man. All right.
Bye.
Safe,
Sarah.
Brother. Goodbye.
And Christina, make sure you guys tell Christina I love her. Bye.
We'll give, we sure will. We'll give her your damp greetings. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland, or 1-800-727-5955. This is Tim Riley in the KOTK Newsroom.
From the KOTK Newsroom, here's your Northwest update.
It's 2:05. I'm Tim Riley. This news is brought to you by Continental Loans. For your personal loan up to $900, call 503-652-1004. That's 503-652-1004. Continental Loans, would they love to say
yes.
Maybe we should dedicate this newscast to Tony at the House of Rick.
This one's going out to Big T.
In memory. The father of Edward Morris says he will not intervene if his son is found guilty and the state wants to kill him. Paul Morris said...
What intervening? You're going to strap chain yourself to the chair? What intervening is that?
I know, but I have no idea. But Paul Morris said if his son is ultimately convicted, he and his wife won't oppose the death sentence. He says he's pledged to stand by his son and holds out hope that he's innocent. But Paul Morris says he believes his son is, quote, out of touch with reality, unquote. So far, Edward Morris has been charged with 7 counts of aggravated murder. It was 4 years ago today that Cher gave the eulogy at Sonny Bono's funeral.
When I was young, there was this section in the Reader's Digest, and it was called the most unforgettable character I've ever met. And for me, that person is Sonny Bono.
A marketing expert says a controversial Miller Lite beer commercial that shows two women mud wrestling employs what he calls the 5 B's of beer advertising.
Wait, hold on.
Butts, bellies, boobs, And, of course, the idea is that they bring boys.
Okay, there you go. So, like, can I just tell you, here's something that all women are pissed off about for no reason, is that here's to twins, Coors Light billboard.
I know they had protesters that wrote here's to sexism on it.
But eat me. What are you talking? Who doesn't love twins? We all love twins. Who doesn't love twins? What are you talking about?
Obviously, they didn't.
Oh, but please. You know, it's like the thing about that billboard is, have you noticed how the women are pressing their breasts together? I say this only in a journalistic observational sense. Seriously, the next time you're looking at that Here's to Twins billboard, the twin on your right is pressing her right bosom against the left bosom of the twin on your left.
Why would you know this?
Because I stared at that billboard for a long time one day, just because I'm a guy and dumb. No, I was on the bus. I was downtown. Bus was stopped, and it was like one of those, you ever ride the bus where you do this thing where they're early, and they're like,
We're early. We're going to sit here for about 2 minutes, and then we'll be going again.
And so we're stopped, and I'm looking out the window, and the billboard is right above me. And so I'm like, hot twins. And so I'm like looking at it, and then I'm trying, you know, and this was after all the sort of controversy started. So I started looking at the billboard, and obviously it's sexual. I mean, that's...
Well, and those girls aren't even twins.
Aren't they?
No, they're not. They're just two girls that... Have blonde hair and are pressing their breasts against each other.
Well, see. But, you know, guys don't care. I looked so briefly at their faces that I didn't even notice they weren't twins. I just took it at face value, so to speak, that they were twins.
At breast value.
Seriously. And so I'm just looking at them going, yeah, they're actually mashing their breasts together there. So on the billboard, that's what that's all about. But, I mean, why are they just now... It's like they've just now become cognizant of the fact that beer ads all use chicks to sell their wares. Like they just noticed it. Like it's just, wait, hold on. You're using women in bikinis with large breasts to sell your product. Like, what, haven't they ever seen like one of those lowrider magazines? You know what I'm talking about? Where it's always got the chica, you know, like in the big, you know, like with the huge cans and the bikini leaning against the guy's bouncing, you know, Impala or whatever. They use chicks to sell everything. They've been doing that for 50 years. It just bugs me. It's like they just realized it or something.
Well, one of the television networks has cut out the last words of this commercial in which one of the women says to the other, let's make out.
And I thought it was interesting that after that, though, that other networks continued to play that. So obviously there's some immediate discussion going on regarding the propriety of it and how acceptable it is.
Well, what's the propriety? What's wrong with chicks making out? Raise your hand if you're in favor of chicks making out. Everybody's raised their hand. Everybody in the room, even Sarah, has raised her hand at this point.
Well, the problem, of course, is what will children say?
Young male beer drinkers, which is the market, might love it, but I'm sure mothers and fathers and
mothers and fathers who never ever have sex, especially any kinky kind of sex. Lord knows, there's no moms or dads out there that have ever engaged in any sort of bizarre, sexual activity. That's a lie. Let me also talk to you about this for a second because I can see that this subject is veering irrevocably towards porn. Let me talk to you about porn for a minute. Here's something I get tired of hearing. I could do a whole book just called, like, Crap I'm Tired of Hearing. Here's some crap I'm tired. We could make this a whole segment. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It's crap Rick's tired of hearing. All right, here's some crap that I'm tired of hearing. I'm tired of hearing that men, and I can't speak for women because I'm not a woman, so I can only speak for men. So I don't know if women get the same lecture. But men are constantly told, men constantly hear, that we've been brainwashed by porn into wanting certain things. And it's like, if you ever read any, like, women's studies literature, or any read any Betty Friedan, or God forbid, read something by Catherine McKinnon or Andrea Dworkin in a woman's studies class, you read any of this crap, and you'll hear this all the time. Or if you've ever asked a girlfriend, F-friend, wife, some woman that you're having sex with, to do a certain thing, and she's horrified by it, and we're always told that you've just been brainwashed by porn. You've watched too much porn, that's why you want a threesome. You've watched too much porn, that's why you want to have, you know, watch me... You know, having sex with the Avon lady or whatever. It's the other way around, and this is what nobody ever gets. Men don't want certain things in bed because they've seen it in a porn film. Those things are in porn films because it's what guys like. This seems like a really elementary conclusion to me. It doesn't seem like this is quantum. It's not the quadratic equation. I mean, it does seem pretty simple on the face of it.
Hey, what about that Middle Eastern porn?
Oh, hey! Way to segue. Okay, I got it right in front of me. I'm going to do it as soon as we're done with the news. But here's the thing. That stuff isn't in porn to brainwash guys. Stuff is in porn because guys like it. Guys liked lesbians and twins long before porn ever existed. You know what? I'm sure you go back to you go find hieroglyphic cave etchings somewhere, and there's going to be like one female stick figure on top of another one, and then over on the side there'll be a male stick figure with like a camera taking a picture of it or whatever. Because that's what... guys just like what guys like. You know what I mean? All right.
The Segway personal transportation device has been banned from Santa Cruz. It weighs about 100 pounds, carry a person up to 250 pounds, but they say it goes too fast for the sidewalk. San Francisco outlawed the gizmo from city sidewalks after pedestrians and senior citizens argued it was a danger to people walking. So that's two places where you can't use the Segway.
Go, they should ban it because it's retarded and because there's just no point for it. There's just no need.
Well, it's supposed to be a sunny day this afternoon, but we're beginning to have our doubts. Highs about 50, cloudy and fine developing tonight. Morning fine tomorrow, then mostly sunny the rest of the day. Tim Riley in the KOTK Newsroom, live around the world at KOTK.com.
Yep. All right. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland. Betsy going to be with us later on. Oh, I got an email from Gabe, by the way. So we're going to get Big Gay Sarah in a second and Kristen from accounting. Oh, remind me to talk about the I Want to Be a Ramon, the progress of that. Rick. Gabe says, I got a hold of one of the girls. She said she can leave you a voicemail about Saturday night. I will have her do it tonight so you can play it tomorrow. If you have any questions for her, please email them to me so I can get them to her. If the listeners have any questions, send those too. So, Gabe, so the woman, supposedly, who was in the threesome is going to call tonight and leave us a voicemail message verifying it. If you have any questions, you let me know. All right, we're going to get Kristen in a moment. Jeremy's got comments on the Coors Light Twins. Coors Light Twins. And this is our good friend, Big Gay Sarah. Big Gay Sarah, what's up with you?
Well, I was just wanted to comment on the guy saying what do kids think about the mud wrestling.
Yeah.
Why can't we be upset that kids are watching violence?
Completely.
I would much rather that my 13-year-old son watch porn than Die Hard.
Totally. I mean, it's not even Die Hard anymore. It's like I'm not some prude when it comes to violence, but I mean reality television now, you know, like the cops and the whatnot.
Exactly.
I would let my kid watch porn before I let him watch Cops any day of the week. What's this? Well, it's a whole show where cops are heroes as they go thug up on, you know, and whack up on a bunch of, you know, black guys who haven't been convicted of anything. You know?
And let's, you know, like, it just drives me insane when you can't give your 13-year-old son Playboy, but you can give him Guns and Ammo.
Completely. You can give him Soldier of Fortune magazine.
Yeah. It's just, it makes me so mad. And the twins are really hot.
See? That's, I'm saying, so you're with me on that.
I'm with you on the whole porn is good, twins are good, yeah.
Okay, are they twins, by the way?
I don't care.
Yeah! All right, that's Big Guy Sarah. Excellent, all right. We're going to get Jeremy in a moment and Tanaya, some name I can't pronounce in a moment. This is our good friend Kristen from accounting, though. Let's welcome the lovely Kristen, bass player for the Tim Riley Factor and chick extraordinaire. What's up?
Yeah, hey, I'm pretty good. How are you doing?
That was a little rock yell there. Yeah!
Yeah!
All right, hello, Birmingham!
You know what's funny is, you know what I found out while I was back east for Christmas? Is those twins are from, like, somewhere near where I'm from.
Really?
They're from somewhere in Massachusetts.
So, are they twins?
Yes, they are.
Oh,
well, like Sarah says, who cares?
Well,
you know?
I don't care. Yeah, it doesn't matter to me.
That's not a concern.
Yeah.
But, hey, you know, actually, once again, I'm kind of a day late and a dollar short. I was actually calling about Jolie's How Chicks Think.
Yes.
Because, you know, she was right, I believe. Well, the size does matter, of course.
Well, yeah, you got to have something.
But it differs from woman to woman because some women really prefer the girth, but some women, depends on where your G-spot is, because some women really appreciate the length.
I was to understand, I say now for journalistic and anthropological purposes, I was to understand...
No, you just refer to it as a beer can. Come on now.
No, I'm just saying, we're saying this for, you know, this is a public service we're performing. We're not saying this is not being said for a reason of prurience. I was to understand that obviously it's relative depending upon the woman's size and the size of her body, but I was to understand the G-spot, all things being equal, is located in the same place on each woman.
You know, I think that might be a myth.
Yeah, I don't know. We probably.
Well,
I have to go.
Speak from personal experience.
I'll have to go watch some porn, clearly, to try to figure out the answer.
Just over and over and over again. Just keep trying to find it.
Oh, by the way, so the rehearsals. This is a good time to talk about this. So the rehearsals are continuing for the Tim Riley Factor's sure to be horrific and embarrassing performance this coming Saturday at the Satyricon. 9:30 is when the show starts. $5, five bands, 800 octane, porn store janitor, Dry County Crooks, Barbarella's last show, and the Tim Riley Factor. We were going to just play Wish I Had Soul, but then a guy from porn store janitor, John, I think, said we ought to play the I Want to Be a Ramon song. So we started some rehearsals on that. you're attempting to woodshed, learning massive undertaking that
the,
is.
The funny thing was, I went home last night and I was all gung ho to pull out the bass and start working on it. What did I do? I went home and sat on the couch and fell asleep.
Oh, okay. Well, it'll take you about 14 seconds to learn the song.
It'll be cool. I was actually just out trying to find a new little something to wear for the big event, too.
Is it going
to
be navel revealing?
Yes, Clyde going to be there? You want to drop your name on Clyde?
I don't know yet. I haven't really chosen the ensemble.
What was Clyde yesterday of, all I have to do is tell these women to take up their tops, and they do?
I have no idea.
Because it came from, all I have to do is ask them to show me their belly buttons, to all I have to do is ask them to disrobe.
See, that never works for me.
But it doesn't work for him either. Oh. We were willing to show our belly buttons. We were willing to do the belly button shot, but not the whole top.
Okay.
I don't know where he got that from.
He's on the pipe. I don't know what it is.
Wishing.
All right. Excellent. Okay, so then today's Wednesday, so I think we're aiming to have a practice Friday.
Yeah.
A rehearsal Friday, and then we'll commence to rock the day after.
Yeah!
Kristen, you rock.
That's Kristen. Kristen, you rule.
Yeah,
right,
I know.
There you go. There's that Kristen from accounting. Yeah! Rock woman, send me to hell!
You're flailing about over there.
I don't know what I was doing there. All right. We're going to get Tanaya.
Tanaya. That's Tanaya. Actually my friend from high school. I don't know if she... Yeah. I guess she's calling from Bellingham because I know she lives there now. She must still be
able to get Tanaya.
All right,
we'll get Tanaya in just a second. Jeremy is... Are you a first-time caller or a full-time listener?
Oh, full-time listener.
In the Pearl District, what do you got, brother?
All right, man, I got to set the record straight on you. Coors Light girls.
All right.
Diane and Elena, they're identical twins, born of Polish immigrant factory workers. The twins have forged a career out of beauty, authenticity, wholesomeness, and dedication.
I think wholesome, I think of squishing your breasts against somebody else's.
Don't we all?
Sisters.
I'm taking that out of context. That quote is going to get taken out of context and played back one of these days. That's going to happen. When I think of wholesome, I think of pressing my breasts against someone else.
I think we need to support their entrepreneurial spirit and continue to watch them.
I think we owe it. I mean, really, it's, we owe it to society.
Exactly.
To keep those chicks around.
You can check them out on twinship.tv. That's their website.
Twinship?
Yep.
Okay.
.tv.
Twinship.tv. I'm there. I'm in there like swimwear. There's a friend of mine used to say. That's Jeremy, the Pearl District. All right. It's 1-800-727-5955 or 503-250-1080. We got this, we got emails about Gabe that we're going to get to here in just a few. Betsy's going to be here as well. So this is Tanaya. Let's go to Bellingham. Do they even have phones there? What's Tanaya in Bellingham? Who are you and what is your deal?
I work at Mount Baker, and I'm a friend of Sarah's.
Hey, Tanaya.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, great.
No, we're not just going to talk. I'm just saying hi. And because of Sarah, we all started listening to your guys' radio show in the office, and it's pretty good.
Excellent. Now, what office are you working at in Bellingham? Is it something exciting?
It's the Mount Baker ski area.
All right, then. And so, now, you went to high school with Sarah?
Yes, I've known Sarah for a long time.
Yes, we were trouble in high school.
What was she like?
Still
No. What was she like in high school?
Pretty much exactly the same.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think that she's changed a whole lot.
What color hair did she have?
It was long and blonde.
Yeah.
Really? Now, wait, are you a natural blonde? Can I ask that?
Oh, yeah, I am. It's kind of darkened.
Because it's red right now. Red. It's blonde and red stripey. So back in the day, though, but you're blonde naturally.
Yep.
Well, see, it's lucky that you didn't have that, because you and Christina would have been completely then indistinguishable from one another to the casual observer then. Seriously, some drunk guy at the listener party? Are you... I don't care who you are. For the longest time couldn't tell their voices apart. They totally wouldn't have been able to tell you apart then. So, excellent. So you're listening to us in the thriving metropolis of Bellingham.
Somebody's having fun.
It's a big college town.
So did you guys all used to go out and get plowed together?
We still do. Did she tell you about Thanksgiving? I heard her mention it.
and we always go out Christmas night. That's our...
Now, Bellingham, I thought it was Bremerton. Or are they right next to each other?
No, Bellingham is about 3 hours north. I just moved up here, but occasionally for holidays, we both end up back in Bremerton.
For special occasions.
We congregate for drunken
excursions. Speaking of which, my birthday is coming up in 2 weeks.
Let me ask you this, Tanaya. First of all, what kind of name is that? What's your deal with your parents?
Actually, I think what the deal is, I mean, I don't know the whole story, but my mom got it off some made-for-TV movie back in the 70s.
Oh,
it was
God.
The name of a tiger.
Oh, that's just embarrassing. I wouldn't tell people that.
You asked.
What celebrity would you say you most resemble, Tanaya?
celebrity? Yeah. I don't think that I do.
Tanea's a good-looking gal. She has dark brown curly hair and blue eyes.
It's not true. Everybody looks like somebody, Tanea.
Well, I don't know. Sarah, who do I look
Sarah?
Like?
Sarah?
I don't know. Let me think about it.
Okay, excellent.
All
right.
A few seconds.
Well, if you're going to be in town, you stop by one of these days. We'll say hey.
Oh, I'm sure that I'll go down and visit.
All right. Well, thank you for listening, and you keep spreading the word, sister.
Oh, I will.
All right. There you go.
All right.
Tanea. Bye, Tanea.
See, I won't talk about your sister anymore. I'll just talk about your sister, Tanea.
My sister.
All right. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-777-5955. Gabe News in just a moment. And Betsy as well. Don't go anywhere. It's Likas in about 40 minutes. It's Phil Hendry after that. It's the Rick Emerson Show right now on Hot Talk and Eddie KTK. Stay there. We will continue. Here's Kid Rock. Yeah. Pass that bottle around. Got the rock from Detroit. Soul from Motown. The underground. With trash that Mac and slap back the whack. Never.
Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Because it's like when we go to Kennewick for Christmas or whenever he comes here, my younger brother James, and I don't notice it anymore because it's like I grew up knowing him and so I'm not used to it. But I guess, I mean, not like a professional bodybuilder, but he's like a total, he's a weightlifter all the time. And he's just ripped. He's got the six pack and the bulging. And I mean, he was a Marine for a long time. He's in just phenomenal shape. And Laura's done that thing where she's like, she's mentioned it like one too many times. You know, she's like, yeah, well, first she's like, yeah, your brother's really ripped. That's amazing. I'm like, yeah. She goes, no, I mean, he's in really good. He's got his body is amazing. Me.
No.
Yeah, he's always been working out. About 5 minutes later, her. So has he always looked that way? Because that body is something. So I know the awkwardness of somebody leering at a sibling.
Oh, no, and that's kind of the situation I'm going through with Justin and the puppetry of the penis. Like, I bring it up about every...
What?
5 minutes. No, you're saying how, you know, the awkward sounds, how she keeps bringing it up.
Mm-hmm.
I think I keep mentioning it.
You're like,
trying to weird him out a little bit.
Well, that's because the guy was stretching the marble bag was going like 8 inches, right? He was stretching it.
Yeah, you haven't watched the video yet? I was out on loan.
No, because I shouldn't even say this on the air, but so the puppetry of the penis fresh video, that, and they're going to be here, by the way, in studio. We're not really sure yet. There's this whole scandal about whether they're going to be able to do anything in the studio. But the puppetry of the penis guys are going to be here on Friday. I tried to get Dave Paul to go to the press conference, but anyway, so they sent us this demo video, which Sarah, like lightning quick, can I borrow that? And then it wasn't back on my desk 2 minutes when Tammy in traffic's like, is that video available for lending? And so I haven't even seen it yet. Here's Sarah with the traffic.
OTK Newsroom. Here's your Northwest update.
229, Dear Riley with news, brought to you by AutoZone. Now's the time to make sure your car's starter, alternator, and battery are ready for colder weather. Get into AutoZone for a free starting and charging system test today. Go into the zone, AutoZone. Former First Ladies will gather in Palm Springs coming up on the 17th to honor Betty Ford and celebrate the 20th anniversary of the Betty Ford Center. So far, it's treated 56,000 alcoholics. And treatment at the center costs $16,000. The average stay, 28 days. They have dozens of medical professionals, hundreds of volunteers. They treat nearly 160 patients at a time. A 65-year-old man who had a few cocktails with his golfing is accused of driving his golf cart under the influence. At one point, the man apparently fell into a frozen pond, got out and finished the round. He then crashed his golf cart into his own car.
The guy probably snuck one in on us, and unfortunately, it's tough to monitor in situations like that. And unfortunately, got a little nuts and a little crazy.
Luckily, nobody was hurt. Portland Metro forecast for this afternoon, mostly sunny. And tonight, partly cloudy and some fog, lows in the 30s, mostly sunny tomorrow.
Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland, 1-800-727-5955. Like is about 35 minutes, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show at 7 p.m., which you can catch. A lot of people know this, by the way. You can catch that the next day. We do Hendry twice. Too much show for just one segment. Hendry every night from 7 to 10, and then the next day you can hear it again from 10 to noon right before this fine radio production thing. All right. Welcome to the show, our friend and compatriot, the lithesome and talented Betsy. What's up with you?
Hey, baby.
You're looking all European today.
I am.
You got that, what's like a scarf? Is a scarf the same thing as a kerchief? No one knows.
No.
Anyway, you look nice today.
Thank you.
Are you wearing a black velour shirt or velvet or something?
Yeah.
Blue skirt, pale blue skirt, like
with
azure
with
kind of.
Triangle kind of thing. You see?
Yeah, and then like an azure scarf and then some big kick your head in boots, as is your wont.
Kick your head in boots.
Seriously, kill somebody with those. No. Anyone hear about some Israeli Arab porn?
I definitely do.
Okay, we'll do that. And then we're going to...
porn.
And we have a whole bunch of stuff to get to. Gabe, threesome news. We have all that. And I got stuff to say about that, I know.
Yeah.
Let's welcome to the show, Justin.
Hey, what's up?
Pretty boy
hey,
and guitar
Justin.
Player from 800 Octane. One of the bands...
One out of two ain't bad.
What's that?
I said one out of two ain't bad. I'm a guitar player. I don't know about pretty boy.
Oh, come on. Dude, you're like...
Breck guy.
Seriously, you could be one of those kids from Hanson. I mean, and I mean that in a good way. I mean, you're just... No, so you're
only older.
I mean, no. Look, Sarah obviously has high standards. Sarah obviously just, you know, because... Guys just throw themselves at her like gnats at a windshield. And she just, you know, all of them get the bum rush off. And then, it all, she picks you, so clearly you got something going
on. You know
there.
What? One of the most attractive things about Justin is how he wears his, like...
He's trying me?
No, he's got, like, that really great scruffy look, that 5 o'clock shadow that is so perfectly trimmed.
Justin, I don't think I've ever seen Justin with... I don't think I've ever seen...
Yeah, he's unshaven sometimes. So
really?
When I met him and we went out on a date together, the three of us,
okay, why don't we just all go read Tiger Beat together?
It was like that.
All right, in any event, so... His dream boat status notwithstanding. He rocks! along with... So, 800 Octane, Porn Store Janitor, Dry County Crooks, and Barbarella, their final performance, by the way. It's all going to be this Saturday, 9:30, Satyricon.
Correct.
And I think you'll agree with me, Justin. Satyricon as a whole, but in the best way possible.
You know, it's really weird because there's only like one or two bars in Portland that we even enjoy playing at. But Satyricon is like one of them, despite the fact that I don't think it would really go... so much in our realm of, you know, places we belong.
I saw Lord Gore there, I don't know, a few months ago. Lord Gore with, like, a necroticism or some hideous death band. Anyway, it's a dive, but it's a really cool kind of a dive. It's a cool place to see your show. And so
it's
you
got great history.
And I don't even know. I don't know anything about it. I don't know when it's there. Somebody told me that it used to be there, and then it was gone, and now it's back. I don't even know.
Yeah, and Courtney Love and Kurt Cobain met there.
Club on the West Coast.
It's what?
Or something like one of the oldest rock and roll clubs on the West Coast.
And Kurt and Courtney did meet there. That's right. Charles Cross, the guy who wrote that Heavier Than Heaven book, told us that. So
correct.
And so we're going to suck on Saturday. And you, of course, will look even better by comparison. 800 Octane, you guys are a great band. But you're going to look even better because the Tim Riley Factor is going to blow huge chunks of yesterday's omelet when we get
there. Absolutely. I can't wait to play with you guys and with Sarah. That's going to be exciting.
I don't think I'm playing anything. I'm just going to stand there.
Do you have a tambourine?
Me?
Yeah, like you guys.
Do you know anybody who has a tambourine?
I can make you a milk jug.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you can one like of those that. Wash tub things with the string and the broom handle.
Yeah.
You can play, or you can get a washboard and just get some thimbles on your fingers, play that. Well, because we're playing two songs, I guess, now, and one has no keyboards at all, and the other one really isn't supposed to have keyboards. And so we're looking for something Sarah can do other than looking pretty. And we're thinking maybe the tambourine, like just like Betty in the Archies.
Jumping jacks.
You could get a belt with bells on it, like a belly dancer kind of belt.
Totally, that's what it is. We'll give
hands.
You a belt of bells, and then you can
there
shake
you
your groove thing and... bells at the same
time.
Yeah, because
that's something I'd really do. Yeah.
Oh, come on. Where's your team spirit? There's no Sarah in the word team.
Okay, shaking my ass with bells around my waist is not team spirit.
Well, it depends on which side of the team you're on, I suppose.
You motivate the music.
Yeah.
Just picture that.
So we're going to be just the worst thing you've ever heard. So, of course, you guys are going to just shine by comparison. So it starts at 9:30. You guys are on what, second?
I guess we're playing second. I mean, yeah, show up early, though. I mean... I know all the bands on the bill are really good, and at one point or another we've played with them, except for Barbarella.
Yeah,
we're looking forward to playing with the other bands.
And this is their last show because they're a bunch of unstable, drunken louts.
Hey, gotta do something.
They're disintegrating after this Saturday, so you don't see them here. It's gonna be behind the music the next time you see those guys. So. Yes.
I got something to add real quick. I'm sure Sarah will probably kick me later for even mentioning this.
Excellent.
What about the show being called Talk Rock?
He was brainstorming today.
Oh, that's brilliant,
Justin, I told you no before.
Is that, is that talk rock as opposed to sea rock? You know what I'm saying there?
Or shock rock, whatever, shock rock.
Talk rock.
It's intellect rock.
Yeah, that won't get my ass kicked by some guy in a Letterman jacket.
Okay.
Hey, you intellect rock. Wham! You know, right into a locker. Put me into a toilet somewhere.
Mock rock.
Mock rock. That's when we play. When we play, it's mock
exactly
schlock rock. Yeah. All right, so, we were supposed to have some other dude from your band call today, but he flaked on us.
Yeah. Leave it up to our lead singer. If you knew anybody in our band, everybody would not be one bit surprised that he didn't actually call.
Yeah, bunch of weasels.
That's Dave for you.
All right, so we'll check in with you probably again on Friday before the gay there. You're Justin from 800 Octane. There you go. It's 1-800 to me.
Yeah.
Okay. So
speaking of Arab porn.
Should we do... Here's what we got to get handled We got, here's the business we got to handle for the top of the hour. We got to do the Arab-Israeli porn thing. We got to do your list, and we got to talk about Gabe. In what order do you want to do those? You make the call.
Me?
Tell me now. Say
okay,
it.
Okay. Well, we got to talk about Gabe before I do my list.
Okay.
And I'm into the Arab porn
thing. What
so
should
let's
I do first?
The Arab thing.
Okay.
First.
This is from Yahoo, as Dave Barry always says, I'm not making this up. Israeli Arab porn video inflames community passions. Now, this really is going to be anticlimactic on Time to Find Radio, but it's just cool. I'm reading this now. The scene is set. Fatima saunters into a store, murmuring, Shalom. At the counter, Yusuf eyes her appreciatively, and she returns the Hebrew greeting. Cue music. The couple embraces, Shalom. Lapsing naturally into their native Arabic. Were it not for the hardcore sex that comes next, it might have passed for another Israeli high school video on language education. Instead, the bilingual film... exactly, there you go.
I'm going to try and find some
launch,
Middle Eastern porn music.
Launch your...
you just need the bells. Ting, 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 ting.
Launch your scud into my demilitarized zone.
Oh, my gosh.
The bilingual film, billed as the first Israeli-Arab pornography, has inflamed the Jewish state's Muslim minority, drawing charges of sacrilege and a vigilante death sentence on Fatima issued by her own family. Blah, blah, blah. So everybody who's involved in this film has been disowned by their families. The Muslim clerics have now called for the death of everybody responsible in making this Israeli Arab porn film, which, of course, makes me want to see it. I totally want to see it now. And it's called, what's the name of the film? Oh, it's called Yusuf and Fatima. It's called Yusuf and Fatima. And they were, apparently the stars made an appearance like we couldn't see that was going to end badly. Fatima. And they were nearly lynched in the town square.
Yeah.
Move over here, baby. I'll buy that film. But here's, my point is this, about this Israeli Arab porn film. That just like Bulworth said, this is completely true. Here in this Israeli Arab porn film lies the seeds to resolving all of these conflicts. Sorry, if we just pass, when I'm king, I'm going to mandate that everybody at some point has got to bone somebody of a different race or culture or religion at some point, because then we'll just get over it. You know what I mean? When everybody has boned everybody else of every possible religion and culture, then you'll have to find some other reason to hate each other, which I'm sure we probably will. I'm saying this right now. If we had more black people boning white people and more Israelis boning Arabs, we would just have fewer problems. Seriously, how upset can you be with somebody...
You don't understand my religion? Come here and sex me and then tell me what you think.
Whoa, did you say sex me? Okay, I thought you sounded like something else there for a second.
No, I know the rules.
Seriously, I mean, that's... How can you be mad if somebody gives the good Lewinsky? It's like, you would totally say, look, I know we are mortal enemies sworn to kill each other, but you pleasured me in an appropriate manner. Please get me a pizza.
Maybe it's the old Romeo and Juliet thing, you know?
No, it's Fatima and Yusuf.
Yeah.
All right, we got your
Fatima,
top five, and then we will talk about Gabe.
For a guy.
Don't go anywhere. We'll be back. Here's Hank Jr.
But I hold in Denver, wish I could remember her name. Now I've turned to other things, trying to make my daydream real. But they don't take the place of a woman's face and her feel.
From Portland, it's Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Rick, I think I have a tambourine laying around, but it's my daughter's, and I would need it back. Well, that's fine.
I'll try not to run
home
with it.
Yeah, we'll try not to break it with our immense rocking. We'll try not to rock it.
I have so much practice at playing the tambourine.
Here's Sarah with the traffic.
Got an opinion? Pick up the phone and call. The lines are open at 503-250-1080 or toll-free 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, 1-800-727-5955 or 503-250. Today we got Lycus coming up in 20 minutes, followed by the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We're here with our good friend Betsy. All right, are we doing, it's up to you. You make the call. Are we doing, talking about Gabe's threesome, or are we doing your top five?
Well, my top five was inspired by Gabe.
You decide.
Actually.
So, we talk about Gabe first, because I got some news on it, or are we going to talk to your top five?
Let's do Gabe.
Okay.
Well,
so
let's
that's
talk
already,
about
that ship
Gabe.
Has already sailed. Okay, so Gabe emailed and said that he's going to have I'll talk about this and I'll read this one email. Gabe emailed and said he's going to have one of the girls call my voicemail tonight, leave a blah, 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 blah affidavit or whatever that we'll play tomorrow, and then ostensibly they're going to come to the Satyricon on Saturday. Is it the Satyricon or just Satyricon?
I believe it's Satyricon.
Like Batman or the Batman?
I don't know.
All right. Anyway, so supposedly they're going to come to Satyricon on Saturday and we'll be able to see the proof, blah, blah, blah. So we got this now, but this is from Brian, subject Gabe's fantasy. What is the conclusion on listener Gabe's tryst with those two girls? My friend and I have been going back and forth on the guy. Maybe it's true. I say maybe it's true, and he thinks Gabe is full of it. Actually, he's the one who wrote you the email that resides on your homepage under Monday's headline, oh, about the why would he have the girls. Because Gabe claims that he has the girl. He had the girls scream out Rick and Matt at the end, which, come on, you gotta like
that.
Yeah. We want to get to the bottom of this. Help us guys out, Rick. I want so badly for the story to be true. Just keep faith alive that someday it may happen to me. Thanks, Rick. You're the man. Faithful listener, Palmer. P.S. F. Matt with a redneck roadside attraction.
This F. Matt is sponsored by Vancouver Pipe and Tobacco.
So, all right. All right, so Betsy, I know you have thoughts on this.
I do. I have several thoughts on this. And I emailed you the other day. Do you have that email?
Yeah, you sent me an email. We didn't have time to read it, and I wanted you to do it live anyway.
Yeah.
So your thoughts on Gabe's supposed threesome.
Yeah, well, it's believable for only one point. And that is that he said it didn't work out on Friday, but it worked out on Saturday.
And that he said that it only lasted an hour. Because if he was making a lie, he'd be like, no, we went for 9 hours. And
well, maybe he didn't. I don't know. I'm not calling judgment on it.
Okay.
I'm not saying that I believe he did or I believe he didn't.
If you had to lay Vegas odds, though.
Lay Vegas odds?
Right now, would you say?
He did not.
Okay, so you think maybe it's a lie. Okay, well, hopefully we'll find out. Well, he's got to bring the two girls.
Yeah, but this was what I was emailing you about, is that the girls in the clubs constantly get offers from guys out in the world that want to make an impression upon their friends.
Oh, to lie. Not to do the threesome, but to lie.
At least make an appearance. They don't have to do the threesome. They don't even ever have to meet the other girl or whatever. Just come in and say that they were doing this on Saturday night, that first they went here, then they went there. Then I was so drunk, I don't remember.
So it's like a twist on the old...
I woke up with another girl, and it was so fun.
It's a twist on the high school thing of pretending the girl, of paying the girl to pretend she's your girlfriend,
exactly.
Like almost John Hughes movie. So this is paying the girls to pretend they had a threesome with you.
And
now they offer, they've asked you to do it?
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever do it?
No.
Oh, why not? Sis, I'd take that cash.
Well, actually, I've done it for free a lot of times.
Oh, yeah. He was the best.
but that was with Lexi, too.
We call him the Bald Avenger.
But they ask us to wear certain outfits or, pick a friend and appear with her and then just throw in one little kiss to make
it
even believable.
You're saying even if the girls show up as a Terracotta kiss that it's not definitive proof.
Right.
Except it's like...
No, absolutely. And the voicemail, too.
But where would he have to... But he'd have to go
like
to
that.
A strip club and pick up some girls and get the odds of him
very
being
possible.
Able to put that together between now and Saturday, they're pretty slim.
No.
He'd have to find two girls, pay them, they'd have to agree to be there.
No, that it would be happening on a Saturday, then, I mean, those girls might not be some of the top girls. And I'm not saying that they're strippers, but, I mean, you could just call up your friend,
or
your roommate knows somebody or whatever.
Well, how do we...
Two girls
because I'm
together,
like... Well, here's the thing. I'm like everybody else. I want it to be true.
Yeah. Yeah.
So is there any way to...
And I think your listener yesterday really hit the nail on the head when they said that these people out there are just jealous that they don't get their own.
See, that's my thing, is I think people just hate.
Probably.
I think people are just hating.
Very believable too.
Don't hate the player, hate the game. Everybody out there is just hating on him because he got what everybody guy wants, you know?
Yeah, but the way that it, I mean,
you're reserving judgment.
Yeah.
You have suspicions.
In none of the threesomes that I have been involved in have I ever been asked by the man to think of another man.
Well, that's because you're just not as open-minded as Gabe is. You're not as selfless.
Yeah, not as open-minded.
You're not a humanitarian.
Yeah. Sure.
Like Gabe is. Actually, can
Absolutely.
I just tell you this? Can I say this? When I was in high school, real quickly, my friends John and Jeremy used to hang out together, and one of them was dating this girl named Trisha. And Jeremy, let's see, how do I get this straight in my head? Now, John was having sex with Trisha, and Jeremy was watching. Wasn't involved.
Yeah, that's
Jeremy,
that. That's
Jeremy was on the couch. Well, no, but Jeremy was on the couch watching. And so John is having sex with this Trisha girl. And John, just to screw with her, because he was a wacky guy, John is having sex with the Trisha girl. And just to screw with her, John starts going, oh, Jeremy, during the sex.
God.
Just because he was nutty. He was a wacky guy.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, but
this
that
is
person
not
is in the room. I mean, this was the three of them. I mean, you know, if they had, like, recordings or something of her yelling out, Matt.
All right. Well, we'll figure
Rick,
it out. We got Betsy's top five on the way. We got more. Don't go anywhere. It's a Rick Emerson Show on Hot Talk Connecticut. Okay, like us in 50 minutes. Stay there. We'll be back. Here's the Descendants.
Say what I can never say right.
TK.
Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Join us tomorrow, by the way. We'll have Richard Nunn on the show and then a bunch of crap as well. All right, so we're here with Betsy.
I'm not saying at all that I think Gabe didn't have it. It could go either way. I mean, really.
So what is your top five here?
Well, my top five, I was talking about this to all the girls at work, and so we put together the strippers' top five ways to go about having a threesome.
Okay.
Number five, this is how to bring it up.
We're so under the gun. Can I say we have...
Okay, you bring up the question of what is her fantasy, and then she asks you what's yours, and you say a threesome, and then she's going to try to figure out ways to fulfill your fantasy.
See, why am I... I want a girl just That's like the girl that did Gabe up. With a friend.
Yeah.
All right.
The number four, the two girls must be good friends. Because for a woman, For a woman, a sexual experience is more emotionally based than physically based.
Oh, not a threesome, though. A threesome's just all about hot banging.
You know, for the guy it is, for the girl it's not. It's about sensuality and sharing.
I dispute that. I enter a dispute. I'm formally entering a dispute with the judges.
Okay, whatever. How many threesomes have you had, Rick?
I'm saying I'm entering a dispute with the judges.
You are avoiding the question.
The only comment... No, I'm...
How many threesomes have you had?
Oh, no. The odds of getting any two women to find me attractive at the same time are so statistically improbable.
So never?
It had never happened.
So
ever.
Never?
I could be painted with gold it had never happened.
You haven't had a threesome.
No.
How do you know what it's like for a woman?
I can barely get a twosome most of the time, and I live with somebody.
I've had a threesome with a woman that I am not excitable about.
No, it doesn't matter. I think you're wrong. It doesn't matter. I think you're wrong.
All right, whatever, man.
Oh, we don't know that. Okay, we have to continue this. We need a longer show. No. Somebody asked me the other day. Some guy called the other day. He's like, dude, you know, so I don't know if you've had a threesome. And it's like, do you realize how long the odds are against one woman ever finding me attractive? Like, the odds of two women simultaneously finding me attractive.
Self-esteem.
I got better odds of being hit by a falling pack of bananas out of a tree.
Oh, my.
It's just, you know.
Well, I've had four or five threesomes, and I'm telling you.
Well, that's because you're all hot. Look at me. I'm all with the gangly and the Jeff Goldblum.
Whether or not you're into it.
That was the criteria. Every guy would have one.
I'm trying to tell you the best way. This is the stripper's opinion of
We will finish this. This will be continued.
I'll bring Lexi with me, or Jesse.
We want to thank Betsy. We want to thank Seeing the Radio's Jim Roof. We want to thank all people I'm forgetting right now. All the little people, Billy Barty, and everyone. And everybody at Arista.
Christian from McKinney.
The Rick Emerson Show is produced by Jolie for the front desk from Hot Talk 1080 KFTK Newsroom. Tim Riley and the executive producer's chair is Sarah Dillon. Don't let the bastards grind it down. See you tomorrow. Bye.